That's the Dave Douglas Quintet, one of the groups which is appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival, now underway in Seattle. They'll be performing next Saturday night at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on Capitol Hill. Dave Douglas was on trumpet, heard there with John Arabagon on tenor, Matt Mitchell piano, Linda O. bass, Rudy Royston on drums, and a tune called Bridge to Nowhere from a recent album titled Time Travel by Dave Douglas Quintet. Just one example of the outstanding talent that's appearing during the Earshot Festival. Dave Douglas has garnered recognition as a Guggenheim Fellow, an Aaron Copland Award, two Grammy nominations, and Artistic Director of the Banff Center in Canada, the Festival of New Trumpet Music in New York City, and an International Jazz Artist in Residence at the Royal Academy of Music in London. So he comes with some serious credentials, that's for sure. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And the Earshot Jazz Festival is just underway. It began last Tuesday night with a spectacular concert with Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, and Jack DeJohnette. Joining us right now is the executive director of the Earshot Jazz Festival and Earshot Jazz Organization, John Gilbreth. John, it was quite a night, I guess, last Tuesday night.
It was a grand slam home run of a concert kicking off the festival. The trio did four encores to a packed Benaroya Hall, and the audience would have been there until midnight. They just
really
did not want to let the artists go. It was just a gorgeous concert. The energy was wonderful. The hall was full. The music was spectacular, and it was great.
This is the 30th year for this trio of Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, and Jack DeJohnette. That's a good long run. Do you think it's going to go on, or do you think it's
it's a tremendous run, and I love that interview that Downbeat magazine had a couple of months ago. The piano player Ethan Iverson from The Bad Plus actually did the interview, and he asked Keith, you know, you could play with anybody you want. Why these guys, and why this long, and why just these guys? And clearly there was some magic that happened, and Keith said, you know, when the magic is there, you don't mess with it. You just go. And what I love to see this group, because this is the fifth time we've presented this trio on the Earshot Festival, is to see how the same tunes are different every time they play them. And even the last tear-jerking encore of When I Fall in Love, which is a traditional encore tune for Keith Jarrett, the piano lines were completely different than the other times. And I know, because I've sat with tears in my eyes and heard that tune a number of times from them. So it was really cool.
Well, that's jazz for sure.
Yeah,
at its highest level. The festival, first of all, runs 7 weeks. There are some who say that's not a festival, because a festival is when you have 40 acts in 3 days on three stages.
Whatever.
But
I mean, it's just crazy that anybody would even care about that.
But I like,
if you love something, if you love a city and you love an art form, I would do a 10-week festival if I could. And the other thing is, just because it's like this year doesn't mean it's going to be like this next year. This particular year fell in this way. Everything really clicked together so beautifully early on. Keith Jarrett concert, which I would never not do. I mean, there are presenters around the world that would love to present this group that can't, that, you know, they won't do for whatever reason. So this could only happen on October 1st, and the Charles Lloyd concert with Bill Frisell could only happen on November 17th.
Uh-huh.
You don't tell these guys when you want them to play unless you've got a lot of money to throw behind it. And so, you know, there were the goalposts, and we put the things in between them. And there's so much great music that is out on tour and available to us. And yeah, there's some new collaborations this year. There's some wonderful projects, and I am so glad that we're dug in really looking forward to the rest of the music.
There's one or two things every night of this time period.
But no, because we have some breaks in there, and for us producing these are, I can't let that go by without pointing it out, because it means a lot to us. We have some Monday Tuesdays off, some Monday Tuesday Wednesdays off to regroup, and
Catch your breath, yeah.
I've been at the North Sea Jazz Festival, for instance, the biggest kind of wholesale jazz mart in the world, mm-hmm. and they're running the same kind of 60 concerts over 3 days, and there's a sense of kind of, you know, one-stop shopping. People are going in and out of venues while the music is going on, and we've actually been asked over and over again by audience members to please spread this thing out. You know, they want to have discrete concerts. They can sit with the music for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and take a couple days off and come back again a couple days later. So it really works on a number of levels, and it's the way that it is for us this year. Mm-hmm. So
it's ideal for me, and I think for a lot of other people, uh-huh. too, to be able to pick and choose from a menu, but not have several things going on simultaneously that you would like to be at all of
yes,
them, which is
right.
what happens at a
yes.
lot of other festivals.
Yes.
Let's talk about some little pockets of things.
Okay.
First of all, tonight, there's a nice spread of two concerts uh-huh. with John Hollenbeck's Claudia Quintet and Vinicio's Canturaria, two very different groups,
yeah.
Two groups that are sort of stretching the boundaries of what has been defined as jazz.
Yeah, John Hollenbeck, I'm convinced, will go down in history as one of our time's great composers. He is so clever and brings so much to every setting. That group includes a former Seattleite, Chris Speed, who will be in twice. There are a couple of artists on the festival who are coming back two times on different projects, various projects. And so, yeah, the Claudia Quintet, Hollenbeck has a quartet named Lucy and a quintet named Claudia. And the music is wonderful.
Airy and spacious music,
yes.
too, a lot of
it's
times.
It's not yeah. like things that you've heard before,
yeah.
but it doesn't hurt at all. It's very engaging music.
Yeah,
it's very clever and beautifully done. And on Vinicius, he's a Brazilian artist, guitarist, vocalist, and always has been doing fascinating collaborations in and out of jazz, particularly with Bill Frisell, but in Brazil with Caetano Veloso. And his group always has a trumpet player, and it's gorgeous music
yeah.
in the tradition of Antonio Carlos Jobim. And it's just a
yeah.
wonderful mix.
He has a brand new CD we've been playing too with Ricardo Silveira, just the two of
mm-hmm.
them. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very nice combination. Always wonderful, very melodic music. We're talking with John Gilbreth, who's our guest today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Let's have a little music here by one of the artists who's appearing at the festival tonight, as a matter of fact, at Cornish College, the Pancho Theater. The music of the Claudia Quintet, led by John Hollenbeck. Here's some music from one of their recordings by the Claudia Quintet. This is a piece called Love Song for Kate, composed by John Hollenbeck.
Thank you.
a sample of the mesmerizing music of the Claudio Quintet, led by John Hollenbeck, drummer, percussionist, and composer. And that was a piece titled Love Song for Kate. Drew Gress featured on bass, Matt Moran on vibes. Ted Reichman was the accordion player here, Chris Speed on clarinet, and John Hollenbeck on drums. The Claudio Quintet is playing tonight at the Pancho Theater at the Cornish College of the Arts on Capitol Hill, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival currently underway in Seattle and continuing into the middle of next month. John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot, is with us to tell us some more about upcoming concerts. There are different kinds of focuses at different points, a number of Latin jazz type of groups.
We have some Cubans this year. La Familia Valera Miranda from Santiago
played last night,
yes, and traditional Cuban son. There's also the MacArthur Genius Award-winning drummer Daphnis Prieto coming into a concert at Cornish College of the Arts. Great alto saxophonist Yosvani Terry is coming in with his own band, again, you know, from Cuba but living in New York City for a number of years. Yosvani has been just a really strong voice and as a sideman in a lot of different Latin jazz and Cuban jazz groups. So, and then the rugged iconoclast from Cuba, originally now living in Barcelona, Omar Sosa, is in with his group on November 6th.
There are several things, too, which are ongoing series that sort of get folded in here, like the Art of Jazz Concerts.
Yeah.
SWOJO, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, is going to have Ingrid Jensen. And
They have an interesting project. They get some funding from King County, from 4Culture, to do a competition of women jazz composers, and wound up with a national search.
International, as a matter of fact.
Okay,
I think there was a woman from Norway was a runner-up.
Right, and she will be there, I believe.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
So to commission new work and feature it in a festival setting, I'm happy to have various collaborating partners on this, but I think it's really cool we're presenting this in the Kirkland Performance Center, which is a gorgeous concert hall, wonderful stage, and a beautiful 9-foot Steinway, and a great stage, as you know, for a big band setting, because SRJO does their Sunday concerts there.
And to have Ingrid in town again is really wonderful. I think she's a favorite. Of course, she grew up in Nanaimo and has, with her sister, become a major force in jazz. And she's also pairing with Steve Tressler.
With Steve Tressler.
Yeah,
because
his brand new CD.
Partnered on a new CD from him.
Yeah. Just coming out, I believe. And
yes.
She was the great inspiration for Steve's new CD, which is a wonderful disc that should be out very shortly, hopefully at the same time. There's a film series.
Some great stuff in the film series, too. I saw a little advanced copy of this film about Charles Lloyd called Arrows into Infinity. And it is the life and times, music and philosophy of Charles Lloyd. But what really lit me on fire at the first part of this film is the footage of Keith Jarrett and Jack DeJohnette in the Charles Lloyd Quartet early on. This stuff is electrifying. It's so great.
I was doing live broadcasts at that time from the penthouse, and that quartet played at the penthouse.
Oh, really?
And we did live broadcasts of them at that time.
Wow.
Keith Jarrett was a sideman in Charles Lloyd's group.
I had a lovely dinner with Jack DeJohnette and his wife Lydia, and I was talking enthusiastically about that footage, and both Jack and Lydia kind of rolled their eyes just recalling those times and how scattered and crazy and kind of wonderful but kind of electric in a negative way they were as well. But the music that came out of that stuff is just really remarkable.
Mixed in here are quite a number of outstanding resident groups, including several high school bands. And Kung Fu is...
Kung is going to Edmondswood Way on the 8th. With Kung Fu Trio. Kung is doing a couple of interesting things as well. Later in the festival, appearing in duos with Bill Frisell at the Jones Theater Playhouse, University of Washington. And also one that I'm really looking forward to with Dave Douglas, the other formidable trumpet voice in the world of jazz. Dave is coming in October 12th with his own brand new quintet, which is great. and then coming back to do some things at University of Washington.
He's a fascinating musician and never in the same
Absolutely.
Place twice.
Absolutely.
I mean, totally different
right.
music
This is
every
a brand
time.
New group with the bassist Linda Oh, who's really
oh, yes.
strong in,
yes.
the, in that band. And Dave doing 50 concerts in 50 states on his 50th birthday year. So,
one other musician, too, that I want to mention that I'm particularly interested in since I first heard about him and first heard his music is Darcy James Argue, who
yeah.
is arguably one of the most outstanding young composer arrangers. He has been winner of the Jazz Journalist Award for New Arranger for several years and gets written up and downbeat. And jazz
consistently
festival.
Under the radar.
Yes, and I don't yeah. understand how come he hasn't really broken through with the public at large, but hearing his music, what's not to love about
I
his
know,
music? There's
I know.
A lot of Gil Evans, Bob Brookmeyer, Maria Schneider sort of feel
I
to it.
I was thinking of all those absolutely brilliant young man and really engaging composer, and I think of this in the same light as John Hollenbeck and mm-hmm. his compositions for a large ensemble, that there are people that kind of working on a parallel track alongside of what we know as big band jazz composition and the forms for that, but considering some new possibilities. And I think Maria Schneider has really straddled successfully those two worlds to mm-hmm. gain credibility from the traditional big band enthusiasts over onto the other possible side. But I think that Darcy James Argue is still kind of on that track on the other side, and there's still some kind of a fence in between him and popular mm-hmm. culture.
Well, I certainly find his music very approachable and beautiful, too. And he's going to be appearing with a fairly new ensemble led by Tom Varner, I believe, Cornish
yeah.
Contemporary Big Band. It's called Contemporary Big yeah. Band because they're not retracing steps. They're looking for new music. And this is just a hand-in-glove sort of...
I think really it's good. I'm yeah. really looking forward to it. And I absolutely congratulate the institution, Kent Devereaux at Cornish. Everybody for everything, as I like to say. But there's some just... great, great spark plugs in this community with Cornish and the University of Washington, and really revitalize jazz education sensibility in this city.
John, it's always a pleasure to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Great
you,
to see you
for giving us such a wonderful festival again this year, and lots of good stuff at individual venues that present jazz year-round, like Tula's and the Royal Room. Be sure to check out those schedules, too.
Earshot.org on the World Wide Web, but earshot.org, World Wide Web, for a concise hit.
And look for the Earshot newsletter, which comes out monthly, and a complete program is in there with full descriptions, as well as on the web, on the website.
Yes.
Complete descriptions of all the
and
artists.
Gorgeous flyers that are around town.
You'll find them in hotel lobbies. And
everywhere, yeah. I love it.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You so much.
John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, presenting the 25th Earshot Jazz Festival, which is in progress now, and continues through mid-November. Dozens of concerts of all kinds of jazz and improvisational music. Check it out online, earshot.org. Here's some music by one of the groups we were talking about, the amazing young Canadian-born composer now making his home in New York, Darcy James Argue. This is one of his compositions and arrangements that gives you an idea of his music, and it features another former Canadian now living in New York, Ingrid Jensen, who will also be performing, not with Darcy James Argue, but with other ensembles during the Earshot Jazz Festival. This is Transit, Darcy James Argue's Secret Society, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Music by Darcy James Argue, wonderful composer, arranger, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet in a piece called Transit. Darcy James Argue is going to be in residence at the Cornish College of the Arts during the Earshot Festival. He is doing some master classes there and teaching composition and arranging, and he will conduct the Cornish College Contemporary Big Band in a concert on October 31st at the Poncho Theater as part of the Earshot Festival and as part of his residency here. And it should be some wonderful music. Looking forward to hearing some new music by this very talented composer-arranger. October 31st, part of the Earshot Festival and the Cornish College Music Series. Ingrid Jensen, the trumpet soloist there, is also appearing on a couple of occasions with the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra at the Kirkland Performance Center on October 24th, and she'll be appearing with Steve Tressler in the debut of his brand new recording, just coming out, featuring Ingrid Jensen. That'll be the following night, October 25th, at the Royal Room. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you. Just an explosion of stuff going on this October. Not only the Earshot Jazz Festival, a lot of the regular venues are amping up the music at this time of year as well. Tonight, Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto is playing at Bakes Place in Bellevue. Anton Schwartz is playing the Jazz Vespers at the First Baptist Church in Seattle at 6 o'clock tonight. Karen Allison is at Jazz Alley. John Hollenbeck's Claudia Quintet is at Poncho Theater at Cornish. Vinicius Cantuaria is playing at the Triple Door. Also at the Triple Door in the Musiquarium is Devon Lewis's limited edition trio playing tonight. And on Monday night, Brian Kinsella, Denny Goodhue, Brad Gibson, and Steve Kinn will be playing in the Musiquarium at the Triple Door. And Eastside Modern Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. On Tuesday night, the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band with Kong Vu at Edmonds Woodway High School at 7:30. Dave Holland opens a two-night run with his new quartet at Jazz Alley, playing with Kevin Eubanks, Craig Taborn, and Eric Harland. And Kulori and Emil Viklicki will be at the Royal Room, a double bill. Wednesday night brings Josvani Terry's quintet playing at Langston Hughes Cultural Arts Center, and the regulars Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill, and the Legacy Band with Clarence Acox at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. Pat Martino is bringing in a trio, plus James Carter to Jazz Alley starting on Thursday night. They'll play there through Sunday. And also on Thursday evening, 5:30, is another free concert in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, featuring South Sound tenor saxophonist Kareem Candy and his band. That's at 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum. And at Tula's on Friday night, Milo Peterson, Jared Gold, and Sylvia Cuenca make up a trio that should be pretty special. Jared Gold, outstanding organist, and Sylvia Cuenca, an amazing percussionist, and Milo Peterson, the guitarist. That's at Tula's on Friday night. The schedule goes on and on. It's just an amazing October, and a big part of it is the Earshot Jazz Festival. Here's a sample from the forthcoming CD by Steve Tressler Group featuring Ingrid Jensen. It's called Center Song, and Ingrid Jensen's on trumpet, Steve Tressler's on tenor saxophone, Dan Kramlich is the pianist on this one, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums making up this group. This is a tune that is one of the more straightforward tunes out of the album that was composed by Steve Tressler. He says it was his attempt to write an angular hard bop tune that would be fun to blow on. And he says the title comes from the process of hand hammering cymbals. We did just one take on this one in the studio because Ingrid's solo was so epic. Cold Hammered, the Steve Tressler Group, Steve on tenor, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Kong Vu, the trumpet player representing the University of Washington Jazz Studies component as part of this Earshot Jazz Festival currently in progress. This is a double bass organization, not the usual string double bass, but two electric basses actually in this quartet. Stomu Takaishi and Luke Bergman were the two electric bass players. Ted Poor, also with Jazz Studies at the University of Washington now, and he was on drums. Kong Vu on trumpet, and their take on All the Things You Are. Kong Vu is going to be playing with the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band on Tuesday night at Edmonds Woodway High School, and also on November 1st at Jones Playhouse at the University of Washington with Bill Frisell on that program. Ingrid Jensen was the trumpet player heard before that with Steve Tressler on tenor sax from Steve Tressler's forthcoming album, Center Song, which is due to be released shortly, and they are going to be playing music from this album at an appearance at the Royal Room on October 25th. Ingrid Jensen also appears with the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra at the Kirkland Performance Center the night before October 24th. And that wraps up our brief preview here of the Earshot Jazz Festival. 60 concerts over 7 weeks. Check it out online at earshot.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening today to Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next week with some music from the Bill Ramsey tribute concert at Tula's last Thursday night. I hope you'll join us again then. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community